שלום, כאן מיכאל רוס עם סטרייט פרנדלי. הפרק הזה פותח סדרה של פרקים מיוחדים שאנחנו מעלים עכשיו בחודש יוני 2020, חודש הגאווה. בין אם יהיה מצד או לא יהיה מצד, אנחנו כאן נמצאים בדיגיטל ואנחנו נחגוג ונשמח, וגם יש לנו בשורה מאוד חשובה כאן בפרק הזה. למעשה כל הפרק הזה מוקדש לאותה בשורה שאני מאוד 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 מתרגש לספר לכם. אז למעשה, אחרי תקופה ארוכה של הכנות, אני שמח לבשר שאנחנו מתחילים בגרסה נוספת של הפודקאסט שאתם מכירים. למעשה, we're starting the English version of Straight Friendly the podcast. ניתן למצוא בפלטפורמות השונות שאיתן אנחנו עובדים, באתר האינטרנט שלנו, ניוזלטר, פייסבוק, לינקדין וכן הלאה. כבר אפשר למצוא את טופס הרישום למועמדים להתראיינות בשפה האנגלית. אני יכול לספר לכם שכבר עשרות רבים נרשמו. אנחנו נשמח אם תוכלו לשתף זאת עם חבריכם, בעיקר חוקרים וחוקרות שמתעסקים בקהילה הגאה, אנשים שהם אקטיביסטים וקשורים להיסטוריה של הקהילה הגאה, וכמובן האנשים הכי מעניינים, הסיפורים הכי מעניינים, שמוכנים ורוצים להתראיין לגרסה שלנו באנגלית, שיש לה כבר שיתופי פעולה רבים ומגוונים עם מגוון מקומות ברחבי העולם. שימו לב שגרסת הפודקאסט באנגלית זה ממש פודקאסט נפרד לחלוטין מהפודקאסט בעברית, כלומר הפרקים באנגלית יעלו שם, יהיה לזה כתובת אחרת, זה יהיה רק באנגלית, וכמובן אנחנו נמשיך גם לעלות פרקים בעברית בגרסה בעברית, מדי פעם ניתן קצת הצצות בין הפודקאסטים השונים, אבל עכשיו בעצם אנחנו פועלים בשתי השפות וגם עם רחבי העולם. ולכם, קהל דובר העברית, אנחנו חושפים כבר את הפרק הראשון של הגרסה באנגלית. אנחנו מאוד 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 מקווים שתיהנו גם מהגרסה באנגלית, וכך גם חבריכם שלא דוברים עברית יוכלו ליהנות ממנה. וכמובן, החודש, חודש הגאווה, אנחנו נעלה מספר פרקים מאוד 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 מעניינים בספיישל הגאווה שלנו ל-2020. ועכשיו, בואו נשמע את הפרק הראשון בגרסה האנגלית של Straight Friendly.
1-1, 1-2-3, can you hear me? Well, of course you can hear me since this is the very first episode of Straight Friendly, the podcast, which I'm so excited to produce. My name is Michael Ross, I'm really excited about doing this, but before I'll explain who am I, why I'm doing this podcast and what we're gonna talk about, let's just begin. Hi everyone, this is Michael Ross with Straight Friendly. First of all, let me explain why I chose the name of Straight Friendly for my podcast. So I'll start with saying that I'm defining myself as queer. If you don't know what queer means, so let's say just that I'm gay or homosexual. But I never really liked all this kind of definitions, at least for myself, and this is why I prefer identifying as a queer person. Now, also all these definitions of LGBT, LGBTQ, LGBT+, what stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, and there's so many more identities and there are so many more letters. And for me as a queer person, I felt many times that the kind of content and information that I could find was many times either only gay, homosexual, or only lesbian, or only straight, let's say, which is heteronormative. And what I believe in and what I find my interest in is a straight-friendly content. That means that I think that our culture, the LGBT culture, the queer culture, is a very rich culture. And many times, you know, when we are looking for a place where we can hang out or a workplace, so sometimes we check if that place is gay friendly. I didn't hear too many times people use the term, for instance, of lesbian friendly or transgender friendly or trans friendly. Now, there are some, and I thought, why do things have to be said that we are friendly to any of those identities why not to make our culture friendly to everyone, meaning straight friendly. And you know, I've been working and volunteering and doing so many things with the queer community for many years. Today, while recording this episode, I'm 29 years old. I'm originally from Israel, and I was born here, raised here, and I was born to my parents who immigrated to Israel from Russia, from a former Soviet Union. And of course, there are lots of cultural differences and difficulties, let's say, between me and my dad, for instance, who's a very strict, macho Russian, this type of guy. And basically, I was grown and raised in quite traditional background. And to add to all that, I also grew up in a very small town up in the north of Israel called Nahariya. It is closer to Lebanon rather than to Tel Aviv. I started to realize about my sexual orientation probably around the age of 12. And I started to came out of the closet at the age of 16 as bisexual. And later, I also told my friends, later to my mom, and also later in my mid-20s, I also told my dad, and we're not in the best contact since then. So in the place where I grew, I didn't know any other LGBT persons around me. I had no idea what it means, and for many years I thought that I'm sick, but I have some kind of a mental disorder, maybe. What didn't make my childhood or youth any easier. So I was researching about myself. I was researching about different sexual identities and about the culture and history of the LGBTQ plus community or the straight friendly community. And it was very difficult because lots of that information is not accessible enough, in my opinion. Of course, there's a lot of information at the internet and books. So this has made me to create my own content. So these days I'm giving lectures all around the world about LGBT culture and history. And I'm also publishing a book. I'm starting doing it in Hebrew since this is my mother language. And I'm also translating it to English. And I'm working also on some video series and this podcast. So my aim basically is to make the information way more accessible and easy to understand and to show different perspectives and opinions and knowledge, which I always hoped that I will have. So this podcast is for you, for all of you. And it's in some way also a podcast for me, the podcast which I wish I could listen to during my youth. So basically, Straight Friendly, the podcast, is a kind of a talk show in which we will be hosting some of the most interesting and knowledgeable people from the community. My aim is to make information way more accessible and easy to understand, both for queer people, for LGBT people, but also for their surroundings. For instance, parents and family members, friends, colleagues, teachers, or anyone who's just find an interest about this amazing community with such a rich history that affected not only the underground culture of the LGBT community, but also the mainstream culture. I always say about the LGBT history that it is a hidden history, what means that it was always part of the history of the mankind. And anything that happens, if it happens, then it's natural. Also, Professor Yuval Noah Harari talking about this in his books about the mankind history. And he also says that anything that happened in history, if it happened, it keeps happening, when it's natural. The fact that some cultures or emperors decide to prohibit or to outlaw any kind of same-sexual activities doesn't make it to be not natural. So while in some cultures and periods of times being an LGBT was really okay, in some different times and culture, LGBT minorities were persecuted and they are still persecuted in so many places. So being an LGBT in some places can be really dangerous. So the fact that people had to hide themselves and to hide their culture doesn't make the LGBT history different than any other cultural history, except for the fact that this history had to be hidden. I once went and traveled in Mexico, and I went on a guided tour about the LGBT history of Mexico City. Our guide, Carlos, showed us different evidences, including archaeological evidences, that even around the main pyramids of the Aztec Empire, there are so many remains of same-sex practices, which were even very much elaborated at this culture. In this specific case, it was the Spanish Inquisition which arrived to Mexico and those areas in 1492. And then LGBT people started to be massacred in that area. The fact that they were massacred, and there are so many more examples all around the history, including in the Bible, in the Quran, and in many other historical or religious books, that we can find those evidences. But once again, if it was not allowed in some culture, it means that it happened. If it happened, it means that it's natural. What has really been changed is the history of the LGBT community during the 20th century, meaning only decades ago. What is new is the term itself, LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. LGBT is a word which is basically a coalition of different identities. So the term itself is new, but the practices and the history are not new at all. Things has really been changed thanks to the Stonewall Riots took place in June 1969 in New York City. It is since then why we are celebrating the Pride and doing the Pride parades all around the world in order to commemorate the 28th of June. This was the first episode of Straight Friendly, the podcast. Please make sure to subscribe and share it with your friends. You can subscribe and listen to the podcast on your favorite app, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other apps. You can also find my Facebook page, just look for Michael Ross. And you can find more information on my website. Just look for motherhasarrived.com. Thanks so much for listening, and see you in the next episodes. And remember what RuPaul likes to say: if you can't love yourself, how the hell can you love somebody else? Amen.